Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is walked intentionally. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Robinson scores. Bailey moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. There goes Crow. The throw from Niemann to second, and Crow is out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bulger. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Long scores. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulger hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Crow reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Walls scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Crow reaches second base with a double. Pete Wysonant pinch runs for George Crow. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Wisenhunt scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 7-6, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown now pitching. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Bailey. Hoke moves to third. Grammas moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Hoke scores. Grammas moves to third. Sanchez moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenhunt now playing left field. Frank Robinson now playing first base. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanchez covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.